Blog Talk Radio.
This one of them songs that you put on when you on the interstate and feeling all alone. When everything's wrong, you gotta hold on. And when you're back against the wall, remember be strong. And the band plays on, and the band plays on.
Somehow I rose through the ashes, unscarred and strengthened. I put it on my father, no matter how hard this life can get. I'm gonna rock this son of a bitch, and I'm no longer taking any shit. I'm stressed out, and you are too. Gotta pay bills, and you do too. I'm high as fuck if you only knew how hard it is being this damn cool. Always gonna call my phone and start ringing. I need a bar right now, what I'm thinking. What is that you say? Well, I have a crowd rolling, coke is what I am drinking. New voice don't work, making my throat worse. I know I need to quit again, but soon as I try to go a day or two, I'm caught up in some shit again. I can't win, but I'm getting close, no time now to turn back around. As long as the band keeps playing on, I'll always fucking put it down.
But meanwhile in the hood, the gram weighs on. Feel like Nelly when he had the band-aid on. I'm hot, but the radio don't play the damn song. So I just keep on making music here without a deal. I make that music for the people out there popping pills. The ones that smoke and scream, that's barely getting by. They live in check to check, some days they wish they die. So we give them songs they can bump and ride and listen to. Shit that helps them get it through, help them with their issues too. Fucked up in their head, I swear that I have got them issues too. Never knew so many people share the same point of view.
Lovely Diva Status and ever more lovely Truth Teller. Shout out to everybody checking us out. Y'all already know I just want to have some fun tonight, getting your business. I'm going to talk about some thirsty exes myself. Exes. And, I'm spelling that my own way. E-X apostrophe S. Exes. You know what I mean? So we're going to talk about, is your ex still thirsty? That, like, tonight's topic is a little fun, you know. I ain't gonna lie, I've been thirsty before, you know, for my ex. But, you know, normally I get over it. Whoever really wants to go back, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you go, never mind. I remember why you my ex any goddamn way. But for some reason, I don't know, my homies say they have it real bad, but I feel like the women probably have it worse than guys. So we're going to put it out there, see who can more than others. You know what I mean? I don't know. I think maybe women might be the more thirstier party, because sometimes women, we're not going to care about, you know, like pride or, you know, reason. We do what the fuck we want to do most of the time. So definitely want to find out everybody's opinion on the topic. I'm not going to be too biased. You know, I'll be fair. I'm not going to curse anybody out tonight, even if I want to. I'm not. I'm just going to be nice. I'm like, oh, that's your opinion. It makes great sense. Or something like that. I might say something like that. I'm not sure. But definitely join us live tonight, 646-929-0172. We'll be able to have some fun tonight on tonight's topic. And, of course, we'll be able to show some love. There's a lot of great events coming up. Definitely getting ready to take over your Sunday night, and the city is going to be real banging. Shout out to everybody that's a part of, you know what I'm saying, Philly Shine Radio going 24/7. Definitely big ups to Moneyline Entertainment. Big ups to everybody that support me. Shout out to my girl LC Designs for that logo. We love it. We love the look. Shout out to everybody supporting and showing love. Tonight, we're going to go in and get a chance to have some real fun. I'm going to move for some new music. We just had the conference call with Nerve DJs, which was pretty cool. Heard a lot of great music and got a chance to speak to Baby Bash, you know, the West Coast, I guess it's like reggaeton singer, rapper, like, whatever, real hot song called Low Key. I forget who he said is featured on it, but I did post it on my Instagram. For those that don't know, definitely check out my Instagram and follow the boy Baby Bash. You don't know, like, I think the East Coast ladies really do love him. He's really cute, too. Got the cute Latin look. I love it. Yeah, show me love on Instagram right now, actually. Yeah, definitely always fun. And shout out to his Instagram was funny as hell. He said only three things don't get cold in the winter: polar bear, penguins, and whores. Which I thought was funny. Wait a minute, hold up. I do gotta talk about Instagram. I know it's only been 7 days, but you know, who hasn't had sex yet in 2014? It's a bunch of us. We got like 35 comments. Drought, everybody in the drought, besides my girl Candy Paint, you know, shout out to my boo getting her shit on. She like, shit, she don't know about y'all, but she definitely get her shit on. Nothing wrong with that. Big ups to everybody who showed me love on Instagram. I gotta say, I just started following this one designer from Philly. Be real cute, Rashad Calhoun. Follow him, RIZZDAHSAR, the star. Look at this. Is that real? Same thing I said. He got a daggone Obama with a $25 bill. Can I get a change? It look real. That's not real. Obama ain't going to be making no money. That would be funny, though. Africa, I got to say that would be funny. Don't laugh at me. I never surfboard. And that's all that's going on Instagram. Yeah, I did put up a little post about, you know, doing a little surfboard. I do love my Beyonce. I love a surfboard. Like, who wants to be back-to-back I'm put your back on a guy in the tub. I don't know. I would have never thought of it. So good. But you know, sometimes when you're in the tub, you just want to go face to face. Old fashioned. It's already all wet around you. And who needs all the extra stuff, you know? Yeah. The topic, definitely press 1 if you want to join in on a call. And if you have something to say about the topic, definitely I'll let you speak. Like I said, I'm not going to be judgmental. You know, whether if it's, you know, guys talking about girls being too thirsty or, you know, the guys, you know, being real thirsty. I really like to toy with, I'm the type of person, like, I'll play with your emotions a little bit. And not that it's mean or whatever, but I definitely am the type of person that I'll be like, oh, all right, let's see where this goes, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to get in and I'm going to talk about that a little bit. Remember, just press 1, I'm going to definitely get to your call. I want to show some love and kind of retire a song because I need him to send me something new. My boy Peasy, Prada, Rain On Him. I know, I'm getting tired.
Yeah. It's Green Light Gang. Still GRE though. You know?
What else up?
I'm a real nigga.
You already.
Living in a fake world. I got shooters on already. 180 alpha. I just get a word and they gon' let them bitches block and rain on them. Cause the first nigga that pop off, be the first one to get air. Oh yeah, I'm with the gang. They ain't got no rap, just bang. Green light gang, what you know about us? 100 and y'all been getting nigga wet up. Twerk around us, I don't think you wanna do it. Playing with your life, boy, you don't wanna lose it. Your niggas ain't stupid, y'all don't wanna take a dare. Shooters on deck, I know you see them right here. Niggas, they don't care where you from, who you is, or who you with. Niggas, stay up on that gold mode. 100 rounds in that clip. Sweet from the red, we don't talk too much. Chop and make it rain when I wear that nigga up. Stacks in the cut, talk on sight. He gon' go when he get that light. That go light, you ain't bout that nigga. Strong like you with you, better stop that nigga. My little niggas, all they wanna do is be. Do a nigga dirty, put his ass 6 feet. Got a good reach, I can get a nigga touch. Get a nigga down, he get back up. Got me fucked up, but you think I'm lying. Then nigga try me, get shot for trying.
I got shooters on already. 180 alpha. I just get a word, they gon' let them bitches block.
Niggas already know how the fuck I'm coming. They don't keep on rapping, I'ma send my youngin'. It ain't about nothing just to get in on call. They on go, they just waiting on the call. Fuck around y'all, what you niggas wanna die? Fuck niggas coming out, they mouth all fly. Niggas wanna try, I tell them bring it on. Down the fuck nigga with his 44 long. They just keep drawing till I get that busy. Compact shit, but the clip be extended. Got a nigga twisted, don't play with me. My little niggas ready, they don't play about me. Spray about me, put a nigga in dirt. This man wanna ride, they meet him at the church. Say the shoot first, and nigga that's it. They just wanna wreck, they ain't got no pick. 100 in the clip, wanna been the top. Shoes on the bottom and the top, read the block. Got you in the box, nigga, where you going? Catching a shot that my shooter's throwing. I don't fuck around with you niggas. I fuck it down, you niggas. I be around them niggas that's really about that life. That really put in that word. That go with those three types. Ain't no pussies all in my gang. All we see is green lights.
Got shooters on already. 180 alpha. I just get a word and they gon' let them bitches block. Rain on, rain on, rain on, rain on, rain.
Love, love, love that song. Definitely shout out to my boy doing his thing, PZ Prada. Really, really fucks with him. Shout out to everybody tuning in tonight live on Philly Shine Radio. We definitely got the fun topic. Is your ex still thirsty? Just want to get in your business for a little bit. Definitely call in. Make sure you press the number 1. And join us live. Big ups to everybody. You know what I mean? Showing love tonight. I just had to open up a call. I think, caller, you calling in from Florida? What's good? Hello? Can you hear me? Hello?
Hello?
I just muted your... Hello, who's this? Where are you calling from? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I have no idea who this is. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio.
It's me.
I can't hear you.
It's me.
Is me. What's up, me? How are you?
It's Aquafina.
Like, no, you silly as shit. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I know you ain't call up here to talk about no thirsty exes, did you?
It's the boy Dasani. The hoes call me Dasani.
Why they call you Dasani?
Because them bitches thirsty.
Oh, my goodness.
I like a whole bottle of fresh water to them.
Yo, you make
I'm
them all
a whole
thirsty,
fresh
huh?
bottle of water for them.
Oh, goodness. Why do you leave the hoes thirsty? Why are you bothering with hoes anyway? That's the real question.
It's hard to dodge them nowadays. They everywhere. They everywhere. They like
something
water.
Something is wrong.
They need water.
They like the water designing. Well, definitely thank you so much for calling. I want to know, like, you know, you can't always leave them thirsty, you know what I'm saying? Because it's not always good. 9 times out of 10, they come chase after you.
Well, they say you're only supposed to give 40%. If you give any more than that,
what?
You go all at it. You give them 120%. They ain't going to leave you alone. You got to give them 40% and leave them like that.
Why do
you give them more
than
40?
From somebody right now. Why do we?
You give them more than 40. They think they're your shorty.
Yeah.
Like, nah, we just fuck. That's it.
I'm done, Dasani. I'm done. Well, definitely don't go out giving your phone numbers if you just trying to give out 40%. Because the bitch will call your ass back like, yo. Just honey.
I'm going to give that bitch number to a damn.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello? You can hear me? Then why are you not responding to me?
I said.
Shout out to everybody listening in. Definitely press the number 1. I want Dasani. I want you to chill with me for a little while longer.
They usually do. Okay. All right.
You know what? I might even have to get your phone number out to some women that you know.
Ooh.
Since you got the
I got to ooh kill them. Ooh. kill him.
But me, I find it, I like to try to, like, manipulate a guy. Like, when a guy's too thirsty, because I'm still a girl, and I be scared, you know what I'm saying? I be scared. I don't know what the fuck niggas be thinking. Even though I'm not really, like, scared. Like, you know, I just don't want stuff to happen. What's the word for that? Like, when you don't want stuff to happen, but you're not really scared. Like, I just don't want to fuck nobody up. Basically, I'm putting it like that. Like, I don't really want to, you know what I mean, have to put my hands on anybody or whatever. So let's put it like that. You know, because guys, they could be a little aggressive. And I want to say, like, one thing for certain, like, all my exes are pretty much, they know what it is. Sometimes I come across, if you were ex, you were ex for a reason. And I don't want to, you know what I mean, lure you back in or, like, you know what I'm saying, let you, you know, get interested in me again. So I just got to, you know, I'll reiterate why we broke up. We'll bring the whole, we could bring the whole argument back up, you know what I'm saying? We'll draw a whole shit, the whole entire argument.
They call it Xbox.
Yeah, I don't want no Xbox. I'm cool.
That's when they play games. Cool. That's when they play games for the X and it's the Xbox.
I don't want any Xbox. I don't even know how to play an Xbox. I tried to play the Xbox before. The controller way different from the Sega. Now I can play Sega and Nintendo, but I can't play the Xbox. So that's a real reason. But you know what? You know what I can do though. I can, you know, like, you know, you have those relationships that you never really gave a chance to or whatever. I like to, I don't mind going back for, like, you know what I'm saying, just to see what could be or whatever, if you didn't really get a chance to do that much or nothing in the first place. So I think that's always good. Because you don't, y'all didn't really break up. Y'all might just have, like, a small relationship or just, like, y'all only just had sex or,
oh,
you know what I mean? Or y'all went out on a date, y'all never even got a chance to have sex or even have a relationship. That's not, I would try that again.
Oh,
you at least like something about the person. You said what?
I said I'm like Fuji to these bitches.
What happened? What has the ex done to you to show that she was thirsty?
I mean, she's talking about she got a box. She already know I'm gifted. She wanted,
okay.
I had the gift. She wanted to supply the box to put my gift in.
Okay.
Need a box to put my gift in.
I can't even
she
take you. I can't even take you to sign me. I really can't.
Yes, she had it wrapped up with me. It was a present.
It was a present? But that don't tell me how... It doesn't tell me how she was thirsty, though.
I mean, you know, sometimes they just take a sip, and they want the whole bottle. They just take a sip, and they still thirsty. They want more. They want more. Like, they really like it. They want more.
You just sound like you're putting together rap songs. I'm about to hurt you in commercials.
I think I might make a... rap song called She Thirsty. Oh, she thirsty. She thirsty. Oh, she thirsty. I need
okay,
you on
I'll
that
play
one.
That.
I need you on that.
I'll play.
Yeah, you thirsty as shit. I need you on that.
I'll probably be like this girl. I'll play the thirsty girl on it. All right?
Yeah.
I just want to step out my comfort zone. I could probably put a little something together for that. Well, what's going on? We definitely want to We want to hear what's up with everybody who has something to say about, you know, thirsty men, thirsty women, you know, people who just can't get it through their head, but they can't.
Yes, suck it underwater.
They want some spring water. They want your Fiji water. That's just funny. I find it to be real funny to have an ex that's thirsty, because then you want to look in their face, and like I said, I'm be like, look, this is what happened. Like, you bored it, you got to be thirsty. So just look at it, you know, watch it shaking your face. Good night, you know, keep being thirsty. But like I said in the beginning of the show, definitely was welcoming my beautiful, lovely co-host, Diva Status, into
what's going on,
you know, this conversation. My baby, how are you?
Oh, my goodness. I'm doing pretty good, and it's funny that our topic is thirst, because I just told this dude like 4 times, I wish I could catch him when he say the shit to me again because of where I'm at. But this nigga, he does not understand what no means.
No mean hard.
No means hot.
Thank you. So do you get pissed off? Like, you know, a guy doesn't understand no. Does it piss you off?
It did. You know, it was cute at first. It was, you know, it was like a little cute at first because he's from a different country. I was like, okay, that's nice.
Oh, God.
Then the fucker started getting aggressive. So, you know, it seemed like the more I said to him, I think I started, it went from me being nice to like a little, nigga, can you please stop watching me fucking walk? And then it went from that to he was in my face, and then I said some other shit. And then come to find out, he says he liked when I talked to him like that. So I'm just not saying shit right now. I'm quiet. I won't say nothing else.
Yeah, so, no, see, like, I can't handle a guy that can't handle no. Like, I really, it goes from, did you know? You know what I mean? I'm not repeating myself. You know what I'm saying? So, and you get like that. So then you know once you hear that tone of voice, the crazy about to come out. So, no, I mean, like, you know, when the ex, they come through, they come a call, and they just be like, you know, what's up, baby? I might flirt. I'm a huge tease.
You know what? On that note, I did have an ex who did see some recent pictures of me. He saw some recent pictures of me. did nigga hit me up on the line, and I remembered everything.
What's up,
I remember
stranger?
That nigga cheated on me with, what's up, love? That nigga cheated
know
on me like
saying?
With two different girls. That nigga, like, cheated on me with two different girls. So, you know, he done seen some new pictures of me, like, new pictures that are out and shit like that. The ass is still fat. So he hit me up, and I would just like to tell that nigga the same shit that I was doing to you, I'm doing to the next nigga.
Yeah, real shit. These guys are ridiculous. What'd you say, Dasani?
Did you catch me?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I'm like, because I got some great exes, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like, you know, even, you know, some of my side joints, they just amazing, you know what I mean? Like, you know, amazing. I'm not the type of person that's going to settle before I, you know, fuck with a person, let them in my heart. So, you know, sometimes it is, you know, you look at them. You might text them back a little bit like, yeah, I know. That's what I would do. I'm admitting it today. So, you know, sometimes I do a little flirting, a little teasing like, yeah, I do remember that. Damn. Like, but I'm normally pump faking whenever I do it. I'm going to say first, like, if it's going to happen, we're going to be meeting up. It's not going to be like a talk about it. I'm not a big talker or whatever. When it comes to, you know, wanting action, I'm not going to talk too much. It's going to be like, you know, 1, 2, 3, let's go. Like, that's just it. Like, 1, 2, 3 is on and popping. And like I said, another post I put up on Instagram is, who hasn't had sex in 2014 yet? I'm on that team. What about you, Desani? You on that team?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. I'm on that. I ain't on that.
That's funny. what about you, Diva Status? Diva, is she still there? Let me see what's going on with this switchy board. I'll be playing around with me switchboard. I don't got time. I'll call and drop. We probably get her big in a minute. But yeah, like I was saying, like I do like to tell my exes and be like, you know, yeah, that was a good walk in the park or a good fuck in the park or, you know what I mean, a good, you know. I do remember that. I'm just saying hypothetical, you know, hypothetical situation. But I like to play around, you know. It'll be just like a little tease and tease or whatever. But one thing I don't do is, like, I don't like to lead people on. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I know, like, you my ex, that's one thing. Like, I don't think that's called leading them on. I think that's just fucking with them, whatever. But, like, somebody I've never messed with or whatever, like, I'm not the type of person to lead people on. Like, I'll address, you know what I mean, certain feelings people have. Certain people are, you know, more special. You know, I do have my little crushy crush out there or whatever, but, you know, that's, like, very special to me. I love it. I had my crushy crush for years. Never did anything, though. I wonder. We probably get each other pregnant. I mean, well, I'm not each other. The guy, I can't get a guy. You know what I mean, right? Right, y'all know what I mean. I don't know what would happen with me and my crushy crush. I actually love them, though. I love my crushy crush. Let's give them a shout-out right there. Shout-out to my crushy crush. But when it comes to, you know, exes, I'm just an asshole, kind of. You know, I don't like to, like, once it's over, it's like, I'm just going to rub it in your face. Not so much to make you feel bad. I guess so, right? Does Nixa guy feel bad? Niggas don't care. Guys don't really care. They don't really care. That's my book. Because if you care, we'd still be together. Such a bitter bitch. But definitely want to hear from more callers and see what's up. I wonder where Truth Teller is. It's on the line. What, you got something smart to say, Desani? I'm tired of you.
A man goes into a bar, sits in a corner, in a booth, a dark corner. A few minutes later, few women walk in. They sit down at the bar. The first woman says, I'm so thirsty, I could drink a pint. The second says, I'm so thirsty, I could drink a keg. The third bitch says, I'm so thirsty, I could make a milk a cow. Upon hearing this, the man at the dark corner says, moo moo, bitch.
That is the worst fucking joke I ever heard in my life, yo.
It was supposed to be.
First of all.
It was supposed to be.
What'd you say?
It was supposed to be. It's one of those jokes that's so not funny that it's funny.
It was
like,
funny,
you got
to
laugh because
it
was supposed to be funny and it wasn't funny.
I loved your voice while you was telling the joke. definitely getting some Twitter love. My homie Uncle Paulie, he said, "Yeah, I'm the thirsty ex." That's a shame. You can't be thirsty. You know what I'm saying? You can't be thirsty, especially if the ex done moved on. Like, I think that's the worst. Like, some of my girlfriends, you know, I'm not going to put nobody out there or whatever. They always want the guy once they got a boyfriend.
They want that
you
old thing
back. I don't think that's too cool. Yeah, once they got a girlfriend, I meant. Huh? What you say?
Nothing.
I can't hear you.
They want the dick.